every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live, worldwide, Sports Byline USA. And here's host, Ron Barr.
And wherever you might be across this great country of ours and around the world, I'm Ron Barr, and it's good to have you back here on Sports Byline USA. When I started Sports Byline as the first national talk show network back in 1988, I said the network would always be oriented to the fans, what they wanted, who they wanted to hear and talk to. No screaming, no name-calling, informative, credible sports talk and information. I'm so proud that we've been able to keep that promise. Our worldwide 24-hour programming on 11 different delivery platforms lets you talk to and listen to the biggest names in sports, be informed on sports issues, and yes, controversies as well. Sports Byline has celebrated the life and careers of players, coaches, broadcasters, owners, and an array of sports personalities who have passed away with our We Remember series. Using our library of more than 35,000 interviews from just this program alone, you have a chance to again remember and hear the voices and stories about their lives, mentors, great accomplishments, successes, and failures, never to be forgotten of those in sports who have passed away. We Remember reconnects you with sports' best moments. I've always believed that communication is the key to everything, so we've always urged listeners and fans to reach out to us with their suggestions of who they want to listen to and talk with on our worldwide 24-hour programming platforms. And if you have a programming suggestion, tell us what kind of sports programming you would like to have. We have an interesting hour for you. We're going to be kicking it off as we always do each week at this time with Bruce Marshall of Vegas Insider and CBS Sportsline. Very limited schedule of bowl games coming up right now. And he's going to take a look, though, at the marquee game every year at this time, Army against Navy. He'll also take a look at Boise State against Washington, and we'll talk about some of the issues in sports, and particularly what the playoff committee did in picking the teams that they picked for the college football playoffs. And then Pierre Turgeon will be here, former NHL center who played for 19 seasons. He played with Buffalo, the Islanders, Montreal, the Blues, Dallas, and Colorado, and his brother also played in the NHL, and he became the 34th player in NHL history to score 500 goals. He finished his career with 515 goals. So we're going to be talking football and also hockey. So we're ready to go. Good to have you with us on Sports Byline.
Stay cozy, stay home, and still save big online during Lowe's December deal drops. Right now, get two free select tools from DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt when you buy a select battery or combo kit. Plus, all rewards members get free standard shipping. Shop new December deal drops on Lowe's.com every week. Lowe's, we help, you save. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska or Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21. Welcome to Cricket Wireless. Santa?
I've got to get Mrs. Claus a gift or I'm in a whole lot of trouble.
How about a single unlimited line? Only $35, plus a free Moto G5G.
Dude, you're a lifesaver. Here, take a present.
Says it's for Timmy in Des Moines.
Never heard of him.
Join Cricket Nation and get a single line for $35 per month, plus a free Moto G5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Requires activation of new line on select unlimited plan or higher. Pay $40 first month. New lines only. First month service charge. Tax due and sale fees. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See CricketWireless.com for details.
FIFA World Cup 2026 is coming soon, but your opportunity to be there starts now through an exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card. For a limited time, become a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card holder, and you will be eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America NA in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. Rights reserved.
Blue sky.
Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Time to check in with Bruce Marshall, a Vegas insider and CBS Sportsline, as he takes a look at the college football schedule on Thursday, does the same thing on Fridays with the NFL. But with the college regular season winding down and the CFP bowl games coming up and a couple of other minor bowl games, we're going to be talking to him about the key game this weekend, which is Army against Navy. How do you see this one? It's going to be played in Baltimore, Bruce.
Yeah, pretty similar to recent years, although last year it was a little bit of an upset. Navy was awfully good last year, but so was Army. And the Black Knights came into that game last year, which was at the Commander Stadium, not far away in Landover. But they had just won the American Championship over Tulane. But Navy got them last year pretty good, 31-13. Big win for Coach Newberry, and Blake Horvath, the quarterback, had a big day. And it broke a couple of game win streak for Army in the series. For the most part, these games have been low scoring in recent years. I mean, I think we had a stretch of 16 straight games where they went under the total in this game, and that's been sort of the pattern in Army-Navy and all games between service academies with the option attacks in recent years. Army has slipped a bit this year, but they are going to be playing in a bowl game later this month against UConn. They do run the option still pretty well. I think they probably keep it close. Helms, the quarterback, and Coleman have been going back and forth. I'm not sure they win. I'm going to take Blake Horvath and Navy to win this game. Corvette, very dynamic. I think he could have possibly been even a Heisman contender this year. 19-16 Navy. Close. Army hangs in there, but this stays under that total of 38.5 on Saturday.
Bruce, I took a look at the bowl games that were being played outside of the conference football championship series, and I saw games. I just kind of shook my head. More than 30 bowl games that mean absolutely nothing. Now, you also have on your list Boise State against Washington, and it's the L.A. Bowl down in Inglewood, California. Washington favored in that game, but they've already announced that this will be the last year for that bowl game. What is going to happen to those superfluous, meaning nothing bowl games, do you think, going forward?
That's a good question, Ron, and because, you know, you have to wonder the dilution of the bowl season. You mentioned that a second ago. The fact that a lot of these bowl games with lesser teams, I mean, with the playoff coming in, I mean, a lot of the attention on the playoff, and so that's a knock on it hurts the lesser bowl games to begin with. But also, I mean, the matchups themselves often don't excite, and you've got so many players oftentimes opting out of these games, and it's very hard to forecast some of these games too. You're just not sure who's going to end up playing. and the guys who end up playing, I mean, this looks, it often looks more like, if you can compare it like to an NFL preseason game, it's guys you've never seen before. It's a hard sell. And at the walk-up gate, a lot of these games don't have much attendance there, and they're relying on the TV ratings. And if the ratings go down, you know, it's hard. It's hard to find sponsors to put up money for something that nobody's watching. So, you know, after all these years of adding bowl games, you mentioned the LA Bowl. We've seen some others go by the wayside in recent years. I wouldn't be surprised in 3-4 years from now, we're down several bowl games. We'll see what happens.
The other thing, too, is your alumni base, who you really count on a great deal to support their team, no matter where they're playing. They're not going to want to go and play against another team that they don't know anything about. There's no history there. And the other thing is that if that team, your favorite team, is 7-5 and they're going up against a 6-6 team, there's no interest in that game at all either, isn't there?
There isn't, Ron, and you're very right. And, you know, another thing about the bowls, I mean, there's teams in the bowls under 6-6 this year. Now, we've seen a couple of teams opt out. We might talk about Notre Dame in a second, but Kansas State and Iowa State early on opted out. They have coaching changes. They're worried about players in the portal. At least they announced their intentions early. Last year, Marshall actually accepted a bowl bid. Then their coach, Charles Huff, went to Southern Miss. A lot of players hit the portal, and they just backed out of their game in Shreveport last year against Army. So, I mean, you're talking about now we got, what, 3 or 4 5-7 teams, or a few 5-7 teams playing in the bowls this year. That's a hard sell, Ron. It's a special game, and you're right. A lot of the fan bases just aren't that excited to see a game against a team they don't know about with a losing record.
Also, it's kind of demeaning. You mentioned about Notre Dame. They opted out real quick after they didn't make the CFP playoff games and everything. And I don't blame them. That is a special type of football team with a tradition and everything. And they're going to they were invited to the Pop-Tart Bowl down in Orlando. I wouldn't go to the Pop-Tart Bowl if I had, you know, a jersey that said Notre Dame on the back or front of it. So, I see that as very demeaning to schools like that.
Well, maybe, yeah. You know, there's another thing, you know, here. You know, the college football generally is bent over pretty backwards for Notre Dame and what they've special allowances for them. Listen, you know, if it's down to them and Miami, you know, they lost to Miami heads up, you know, mm-hmm. And I know the committee, you know, maybe should have been doing some adjustments earlier. The committee has a very tough job. It's trying to make a silk purse out of a sow's ear, but I was a little taken aback by Pete Bavakwa, the AD for Notre Dame, going after the ACC so much. Listen, they have a scheduling arrangement with the ACC, but they don't share their bowl revenue with the ACC. The ACC had a right to want to get one of its teams in there. And oh, by the way, the ACC came to Notre Dame's rescue a few years ago in the COVID season. Notre Dame wasn't going to be able to schedule any games, and the ACC said, we'll invite you in as a full member this year. Do you want to do it for this 1 year only? Notre Dame said yes. So I didn't think Notre Dame came out looking too good about that, Ron. That's just my opinion, but we'll see.
Yeah, from your perspective and those things that you gave us as far as added information, I think you're very right about that. I just know that the NCAA has a habit, and we've seen this over the history of that organization, of doing stupid things and not doing things as smart. That's why I think we're partly in the place that we're in with college athletics. So it's been a long view for me on that. When you take a look at where, you know, what we're doing now with college sports, you've got certainly an expansion in the NCAA basketball tournament. You've gone from, you know, 4 teams to 12 teams now in college football. What do you think might happen down the road as far as the number of teams they ultimately expand to for the playoffs?
Well, I think we're going to be looking at a spot. Hopefully I'll be doing shows with you in several years, Ron, when this becomes like an all Big Ten SEC tournament. I think that's the way it's sort of going, that those two are now driving college football. And it's only a matter of time before they sort of break off and go on their own and become sort of like a pro league. College football is acting a lot like pro football now anyway. I mean, you've got a playoff now, and they're probably going to be expanding that coming up soon. You've got these big TV contracts. You've got players moving and getting paid. I mean, they're all basically on one-year contracts. I mean, this is like the NFL free agent period gone crazy. So college football has to decide what it wants to do. The other thing, too, unlike basketball, where the NCAA still controls the tournament at the end of the year, and that's its big bread and butter, NCAA is pretty much out of the football thing as far as at least the TV goes. So they've been out of the TV business for a long time. The conferences, the SEC and Big Ten in particular, drive college football, and it's sort of like five or six different leagues all trying to get under one umbrella, but they're all working in their own best interests here. There needs to be some sort of a centralized thing in college football in particular, but I don't think the Big Ten and the SEC want to agree to that. It's going to be awkward, but I think the adjustment comes with those two moving further and further away from the rest of the college football world. I'm not sure that's a good thing. I just think that's what's probably going to happen.
We have a little bit over a minute left. Saturday coming up with the Heisman announcement. Break it down for me.
Well, we've got Mendoza from Indiana. You've got Pavia from Vanderbilt. You've got Love from Notre Dame. You got Sain from Ohio State. Where do we go here? A lot of people seem to think Mendoza, the quarterback from Indiana who had been at Cal, who I thought the first time I saw him run, I said, this kid reminds me of Bernie Kosar so much. And I'm sort of glad. I was a little upset that he left Cal because I like Cal, but he went to Indiana. But he kept going this year really good. I think he's probably going to win. Personally, I want to see Diego Pavia win. Vanderbilt, listen, he has bolstered two totally historically downtrodden programs in his career, in Mexico State and Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt had a case to be in the playoff this year. He also fought the NCAA in court, eligibility for junior college athletes, got another year. He won that. I think that's worth something. I hope Pavia wins. Something tells me, though, Mendoza probably noses him out.
Yeah, I agree with you. What do you got this week for all our Sports Byline USA listeners?
Yeah, Ron, thanks. Check me out online. We mentioned these games. We'll be talking about the NFL soon enough this weekend, but we've got picks there. Also, some of these early college bowl games, basketball, hockey, all the picks there. VegasInsider.com. Also, you can see my stuff at CBS Sportsline, Sportsline.com. And picks with a different twist at WinnersAndWiners.com and PicksAndParlays.com.
In about 15 seconds, you have any featured stories on the site this week?
Yeah, we're kind of going over the technical trends in all these bowl games coming up, the early ones, even though we sort of overlooked them. There are some angles to look at, and so we got those up there at Sportsline as well.
Okay, partner, we'll talk to you tomorrow when you take a look at the NFL action. Bruce Marshall with us from Vegas Insider and CBS Sportsline, and we continue across the country and around the world with you on Sports.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Pierre Turgeon joins us on Sports Byline. He played 19 seasons in the NHL, and he's been elected into the Hockey Hall of Fame. He played center for the Sabres, who drafted him first overall in the 87 draft, and also played for the Islanders, Canadiens, Blues, Stars, and Colorado. And he's one of only a handful of players to score 500 goals. Pierre, first of all, you played center, and I've always considered that like playing quarterback in football or catcher in baseball. What's the greatest asset a center can have in hockey?
Every position are like they're important. A goalie, defense, and forward. But I think the centerman has a little bit more responsibility. He has to come back to help the D. And you could be behind a net offensively, so you have a lot of space to cover. So you got to go back and forth quite a bit. But I do, for my situation, I always love having the responsibility of carrying the puck, creating. And if I didn't have the puck, I didn't like it. So that's one thing I wanted to have is the black thing. Is I wanted to have that black thing with me all the time.
How long did it take you to get the feel of the flow of a game and what kind of game it might turn out to be? Because the center is the guy that is the pulse point on a game. How long did that take you?
For me, a centerman is you got to adjust to the face-off. You got to adjust to who you're playing with, who you're playing against. And there's a lot of learning things that before the puck drops, you're in the locker room looking at stats, looking at the goalie who you're playing with against. And the sentiment is, like I said, it's always a part of you got to be both side a lot. You got to be all the way back. You got to be all the way offensive, but you got to adjust to who you're playing against. But it's an adjustment of just being in the moment as much as you can. You're there. And it's important to focus on a lot of things. You got to focus on you got to focus on what you're supposed to do, but you got to be aware on the other side what they're doing and to adjust some of the parts that you need to adjust your game to make sure that you come on top of it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense, and that's exactly what I was asking. The other thing, I've talked to pitchers in Major League Baseball, especially veteran pitchers, and I said, do you remember the moment when you were pitching in a ball game and you said to yourself, you know, I can pitch at this level? For you as a youngster, because you were young in the National Hockey League, do you remember that game or that moment where you were comfortable about playing at that level?
So good question. I think it took me about, I was 18 years old coming in, drafted first overall in 87. And then you're coming in, you're 18 years old. So you're young, you're learning. And then you get from junior to the NHL. It's a huge step. You know, you're playing from kids or from, you know, younger guys to men, you know, and then, I was playing in Buffalo, the ice was smaller. So I'm going to say that even that, it took me a couple months to really feel like, I belong here. I'm going to be good. This is what's going to happen. But it was an adjustment for me because I got drafted at 17. And when the season started, I was 18. So I was a young 18-year-old coming in and playing with guys around, talking to the boys, and just making myself comfortable. And it took me a couple months. And I can't tell you which game and when it happens, but I'm going to tell you that a couple months that I felt then that I could say, okay,
I'm going to be good. This is what's going to happen. And I feel like I'm going to belong here.
You know, as well as I do, when a youngster comes into a game and is playing, no matter what the sport, there's always somebody that takes them underneath their wing to help them along the way. Who was that for you?
For me, it was so the funny thing is I didn't know him, but he's from my own town. Jacques Coutier was a goalie, the backup goalie for Buffalo. And we lived across the street. And he was really, really a good influence of helping me to fit in and get in. And during that time, too, my first couple of years, I couldn't speak English. So it was an adjustment of that, too. So he was French. I could ask him questions. But it took me a couple of years to really feel more comfortable about communicating. But it was definitely an adjustment. But Jacques Cloutier, he was there, and he really helped me to really communicate with other people and ask questions. And he was a great guy to talk to really know what was happening.
What was the best piece of advice he gave early in your career to you, Pierre?
No, but it was more on everyday thing, like really telling me that, the drills, let's say I can't speak English. Next thing you know, the coach is talking and he's explaining drills. So I used to go see him. I said, hi, what's going on here? I have no idea. So he's helping me on that regard. The advice for my career was someone that helped me in my career. And really the one I was looking up to is my brother, Sylvain, that played in the NHL for 13 years, 12 years. And I was looking up to him and I was, asking questions, seeing him play. And he was the one that had a huge, huge influence in my career for sure.
When you were drafted, by Buffalo, as I said, in the first round, what did you know about their team and also about their fans?
The team, well, coming in, they had a great team. I mean, obviously, you could talk about Dave Vaynerchuk, you could talk about Phil Housley, you could talk, Kachuk, you could you're talking about Tucker that was playing the centerman. We had many good players. We had great goaltending, too. Tom Barrasso was there. Clint Malachuk was there, and we had at one point Jacques Coutier was there. So we had a good mix of players. We had a good team, and for me, I was young, and I was trying to learn. I was trying to get in a place where I could grow, and Jerry Meehan and the brother Knox really helped the situation, and I was really thankful for that. They gave me a chance to come in as a young kid, and they actually gave me a chance of growing, too, and I was very, very grateful for that. And Jerry Meehan really mentioned that when I came in. I said, yes, listen, you're young, we understand. We want you to grow. We want to make sure you just, And next thing you know is I was really, it got me in a place where I could really fit in, feel very comfortable, and I was able to grow through all that.
In 1991, you were traded to the Islanders. Now, athletes always have an interesting reaction to that first time they're traded. What was yours?
Your first time getting traded is the worst trade. Like, it's you don't expect it, but you don't know how to deal with it. There's a lot of emotion that comes with it. And during that time, too, not a lot of people were getting traded, too. And I always say this, when Gretzky got traded, if Gretzky could get traded, anyone could get traded. So next thing you know is where I was on the trading block, and I got traded for, Pat LaFontaine, Randy Wood. And then for us, it turned out to be a good thing. And for Buffalo, it turned out to be an incredible thing too. We had Uwe Krupp, myself, Benoit Hogue, Dave McElwain, four guys leaving. And we were able to get on the same team and we played for the Islanders. And then the same day, there was another trade where we had, Adam Creighton, and we had Steve Thomas that came in. So six guys, or I think it was six guys that came in same day, and then we were able to grow together when we were with the Islanders, and which was my time with the Islanders were incredible. Loved playing for Al Arbour, all these guys. But it's always hard when you get traded, for sure. But at the same time, you realize quickly that it's the nature of the game, and it could happen, and it does happen. And you know, I'm no hard feeling, obviously. And I was very grateful that I was able to grow to different places, and I was able to have a career that I had because all the people I played with and the team I played for, and it's just, I'm very grateful for all that.
We only have 40 seconds before we have to break, but you were traded again, this time to the Canadiens. Now, that's a storied hockey franchise. How did their success in championships manifest itself in that organization and on the ice?
It's unbelievable. You go for the Montreal Canadiens. Think about it. It's crazy. I grew up looking at the Montreal Canadiens. You know, you're Jean Béliveau and the Rocket and Guy Lafleur and, you know, name it. And it's just go on and on. But these guys were unbelievable. And all of a sudden you put the jersey on, it's the Montreal Canadiens, and I feel like it really brings you back and really realize what happened in your career as a young kid when you actually look at the Montreal Canadiens, and now you're in that situation, you're there. And I was very lucky and blessed to be at a place where we closed the Forum and we opened the Molson Center. I was the captain there, and all that ceremony that night, we had all the captain, all the players. You know, you want to be at the right place at the right time. I was. And I was very, there's something that it's going to be in history. And but looking back and all that evening, it was an incredible evening. And just being part of that ceremony was just an incredible thing to be part of it, for sure.
Pierre Turgeon is with us, 19 years in the NHL, Hall of Famer, and we'll continue talking about his life, career, and also we'll talk about what he's doing in hockey now as we continue with more of you in sports.
Year, give them a gift that helps them make the shelf, not a gift that ends up collecting dust on one. During Lowe's December deal drops, get two free select DeWalt tools when you buy a select DeWalt 5 amp hour battery kit. Plus, all rewards members get free standard shipping. Shop December deal drops today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/17 while supplies last. Free shipping excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions, subject to change. Visit lowes.com/shipping terms for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Take a deep breath and visualize. It's Saturday. You just won up to $100 instant Kohl's cash just because you are one of the first 100 in-store customers. Yes, visualize you at Kohl's as a winner. Plus, you'll also save up to 50% store-wide. It's all happening this Super Saturday at Kohl's. No purchase necessary. While supplies last on 12/13/25. One card per household. Select style. Some exclusions apply. Offers end December 13th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Pierre Turgeon has joined us here on Sports Byline USA. He played a long time in the NHL, 19 seasons, and of course is in the Hockey Hall of Fame. When somebody plays that long, Pierre, how frustrating does it get not to win a championship? You made it to Stanley Cup playoffs and a final and everything, but not to win that cup. Does it get really frustrating?
Good question. No. And I'll tell you why. Because I did something I loved many years. Did I want to win a Stanley Cup? Yes. There's only one team that wins of 32 teams every year. So it's got to be, everything's got to fall in place. Everything's got to go to place. You got to have your goaltending's got to be hot. Injuries are going to be good. Everything, you got to have the right players. So there's a lot of things that comes in play. And did I want to win a Stanley Cup? Yes. It didn't happen. But you know what? I played hockey for a living. That's a pretty cool thing. And I was very blessed to do it for many years. And I met great people in the world of hockey, great coaching staff, great organization. And even today, I meet a lot of people through the hockey world, which is a great world to be a part of. So to me, I'm very happy that and grateful for I was able to do it for living for many, many years. And I still go on the ice. I love being on the ice because I love the game of hockey. And to me, I always say to a lot of people that I talk to, when I get on the ice, it to me feels like doing meditation. You know, for an hour and a half, you don't think about nothing that being in the moment. And you just want to have, you're, where's the black thing? Where's the puck? Where can I do? What can I do to retrieve it? Where can I shoot the puck? Where can I... So you're in a place where for an hour and a half, you don't think about nothing else. It's just playing hockey. And I really love having my 2 feet on the ice. And I still do it. I just feel, I always say I just feel not the same when I get up the next day. So it's a little harder on the body. But I still enjoy it. I still love the game. And so your question is, yes. Would I wanted to win a Stanley Cup? Yes. I never won the Stanley Cup, but at the end of the day, I play hockey for a living, and I'm grateful for that.
You know, I've been listening to you during this conversation, and I know the people that listen to the network here around the world is going to pick up on this. Your enthusiasm, your passion for the game, and you've used the word love a couple of times. There has to be a source from which that came from in your life. Tell me about that.
The source, I mean, it's funny because my dad was a lumberjack, working the wood for many, many years. My mom, she cleaned houses like Shetswitcha, and we live in 7 hours north from Montreal, smaller town. But the biggest influence I had was my brother, Sylvain, that played in the NHL. He's the one that he made me look up to, and that was the biggest influence. So I'm going to say that hockey kept me be busy when I was young, not realizing I could do a career out of it. It was the love of the game, and I just went with it, and I just realized maybe when I was 15, 16 years old that maybe I could do something with this. Maybe I could go and, you know, have play hockey. Maybe, I don't know how far, but I'll throw it and I'll go as far as I could. But it was never about, when I was at a young age, it was never about I'm going to play in the NHL or this is what I want to do. It was the love of the game. That's what it was for me.
The great Joe Morgan, a baseball Hall of Famer, was a friend of mine, and we had a long talk one night, Pierre, and he talked to me about keeping balance when you're playing a professional sports. He said, Ron, when you go 0-4, you remember when you went 4-4. Every sport has that. What was that in hockey?
Yeah. Well, that's funny. You know, it's any sport, I think, or it's a roller coaster. You're going to have some ups, you're going to have some downs. And at the end of the day, it's life, you know. But at the end of the day, in sport, it's how you think about it, how you process things in your mind. And that's what, you know, you want to go high, you want to go low. You just want to balance yourself when you do very well to make sure, you know what, I've done this to get there. I've done that to get there. And I want to make sure that I keep doing little things to make sure I stay on top of it. And it's hard because, yes, you're going to have adversity. But if you go too high, and when you're high, then your lows are going to be very low. Because you got to have your balance, like you're saying. It's just to make sure that you level that very well so you could really perform in a place where if things are not going well, you'll be able to balance that well because you didn't go too high, if that makes sense what I'm saying. But it's important to really to balance your high and low. And you know what? It's hockey. It's sport. You're going to have, you know, things that not going as well, but it's just, and then you just got to look at the little detail of the game of hockey. You don't need to look at the goals. You don't need to look at the assists. But what comes before that, it's the winning the battles around the board. It's driving the net and stopping in front. It's just, you know, all these little things of the game that gets you to an assist or create a goal or making a goal. The detail that's important behind it.
You took a year off in 2004 because of the NHL lockout. I never understand why that sort of thing happens in any sport. Money is usually at the root of it. But what were the issues?
Yeah. I think it was more, you know, it's the bargaining agreement, you know, and then, you know, did we want to have a sharing revenue, no sharing revenue? Do they have a it was more the bargaining agreement about that. But, you know, losing a year was sad for the game of hockey. But, you know, at the end of the day, it was good for the owner. They've done a great job, I think. That's why teams are worth now $1 billion. They used to worth $40 million. You know, it's a bigger business. You know, they're building buildings now. They're huge. It's a bigger thing now. And I got to say to the NHL that they've done a great job to the game as far as the rules, as far as the, you know, the way they grow the game in the U.S. It wasn't not easy, obviously, as far as, you know, being in a Canadian, you know, sports. And all now we're, you know, you had a team in L.A., you have a team in Florida, even Florida now, you have a team in, you know, Tampa, yeah, so Texas. So it's growing, and it's fun to see the thing that they've done for the game. It's been very good, and I think watching the game today even is a, you know, they've done a great job to watch the game and to make some adjustment to make the game better. And, you know, I some people, you know, Bettman, I think he's done, I don't know him personally. I met him a couple of times. I think he's done a great job to the game. And I think it's great. So I love seeing hockey in the U.S. today, the way it is. And now it's a bigger game than it used to be. And I think I love watching the kids are playing hockey, the way they play, the way they skate. You have young, these smaller guys now are able to compete, and they're really able to showcase their talent. And I just love seeing all that. I think it's great. It's awesome for the game.
When you came back after the lockout, I wondered, how did you and the other players that time off affect you? I mean, you have a break in something you've been doing your whole career, and then all of a sudden you have this long stretch of time. Did your body feel good after you came back?
But you always go, you stay back on the ice. You know what I mean? That doesn't matter. It's not like, okay, I'm not going to skate for 12 months. You can't. You know, it's just, that's part of it. So you kind of skate, you work out, you train, you do all these things. And then the season gets canceled. Okay, you'll take 3 months or 4 months off. But you know you have another couple months. You need to focus and go back at it and make sure you stay ready. So it takes, you're a professional. They pay you good money. And then at the end of the day, you got to make sure you stay on top of the game, because it's about if you're not ready and you can't, someone's going to come out and take your job. At the end of the day, you got to be, you're responsible to stay ready and we were able to stay ready by skating and getting on the ice, and so that wasn't a problem at all. But you know, missing hockey for a year was sad, obviously, because I love the game and I wanted to be on the ice. But it was probably good for the game too. So.
You retired in 2007, and I always find that point in someone's life, particularly a professional athlete, as a very interesting time as to how you decide now is the time for me to leave the game and how you're going to leave it. Yeah. You had a quote one time. You said, at one point we did decide as far as retiring, but we wanted to take all summer really to think about it and just to make sure. And at the end of the summer, it was the same answer. It was just time. I found that very insightful.
Yeah. I mean, it's you don't want to decide right away and say, okay, I'm going to stop, or I want to keep playing. I was 37, you know, I played 19 years at that point, and I'm thinking, you know, and my body was telling me, it said, okay, you got to think about this. This is not, so I had injuries that was not fun. And in my mindset, I wanted to take the full summer, but I kind of knew what I wanted to do is stop playing hockey. You know, having those back-to-back game, and you know, it was hard on the body. And when you get around 30, over 30 or 35, you feel it. And I was 37 at that point. I'm like, okay. And I had a separation of shoulder, a dislocation of shoulder at one point. It's just at one point I'm like, okay. I'm good. I had my share. I was very blessed to do it for many years. And it was ready for me. I was ready for all that. The good thing about it, this, and it's lucky for that, is I was able to decide to stop playing hockey on my home term, which is nice. You know, I mean, saw a lot of people play a couple years or 4 or 5 years, and next thing you know, they have to stop because they don't have a job or something, you know. So I was able to just stretch it until I wanted to stop, and I was very blessed for that.
Pierre is still involved with hockey. He is the coach of the Buffalo franchise in the Three Ice National Hockey League, and the four-team playoffs, with Buffalo being one of those teams, begins Thursday for the Patrick Cup, and those games begin at 7 p.m. Eastern time. What do you think the playoffs are going to be like, Pierre?
Listen, you got to watch Three Ice because it's so, so exciting. It's great hockey. You know, some guys didn't make the NHL, some guys made the NHL. So it's a different situation for a lot of players. But it's fun to watch. It's like 3-on-3 when we see the overtime, you know what I mean, in the NHL. And now you see guys, they're able to showcase their talent. And what fun to see. I mean, I'm coaching this. I'm involved. I love all this. And we have the final, what's coming up on the 14th in 2 days from now, Thursday. And it's I enjoy it. I love it. And it's great hockey, and it's fast hockey. And I realize that it's the guys are moving, and they could do a lot of good things out there. So it's exciting. And I hope to see, you know, a lot of people watching it. If they hear this interview right now, go watch Three Ice. It is incredible. It's fun to watch. And it's good hockey. And the guys that play, they have a lot of skill, and they could showcase their skill, and it's beautiful to see.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, as a coach on Three Ice Hockey, what's the biggest challenge for you as far as making adjustments and coaching the game?
Come again? I couldn't. You cut off a little bit.
I was saying that with Three Ice Hockey and you being a coach, what's the biggest challenges for you as a coach coaching this type of hockey?
No, it's fun. You know, it's fun. It's not a challenge to me. It's always something to look forward to and make some adjustment. And there's a lot of space out there. I think you want to make sure that it's 3-on-3. You want to work as a unit, and you want to make sure you drive as a unit. You want to make sure you back as a unit. But there's a lot of space out there that if you over forecheck or if you over go offensively, that could be a concern defensively, and you want to make sure you balance that well, and because if there's a lot of space too, you want to make sure you're able to really use that speed and come from behind and really as far as getting speed in neutral zone with the puck, but you have three guys getting speed at the same time to create some scoring chance.
Pierre, thanks for joining us again, and come back anytime you want. Good luck with the playoffs on Three Ice, again Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. And take care, my friend.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Pierre Turgeon with us, 19 seasons in the NHL and now a member of the National Hockey League Hall of Fame. We continue with more of You in Sports.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
That's going to wrap up this first hour of Sports Byline, where we talked hockey with Pierre Turgeon. He played 19 seasons with a number of teams. His brother also played in the NHL, and Turgeon became the 34th player in NHL history to score 500 goals, and he finished his career with 515 goals, and he was a member of Canada's team that was involved in the bench-clearing brawl between Canada and the Soviet Union during the final game of the 1987 World Junior Ice Hockey Championships. But we also talk with Bruce Marshall, as we do each week at this time, taking a look at the key games in college football and talking about some of the issues in college football as well. Stick around. I'm coming right back with more of You and America's Sports Talk Show.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.